John chapter 14. Two scriptures I'm going to start off with. It'll be foundational. And then we'll go over some stuff in the book. John chapter 14. Verse 6, and you know these scriptures already, but just for understanding's sake, I want to go over these. On the chapter that I'm going to talk about, the truth that sets free, it's chapter 7, if you have your book. You know what, go to John 14, go to John chapter 8 first, and then we'll come back over there. John chapter 8 verse 30, and it starts off and says, as he spake these words, many believed on him. Verse 31, then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So we see right there, knowing the truth, you can't just know about the truth, you have to know the truth, and that sets you free, and makes you free. Go back to John chapter 14. On these two, ride piggyback on each other. John chapter 14, verse 6. Let me start off with verse 1. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way you know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? And verse 6 is one you know very well. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I read it again. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So now automatically Jesus personifies truth. Truth is not just a thing on a piece of paper or something that you write down or something you read, but it's actually a person. Everybody say truth is a person. All right, so I'm starting off with chapter 7 in our books. I know sometimes you don't have your book, but I'm going to go ahead and read anyway. In the current emphasis of humanistic culture, truth does not have a major role. We're still talking about the church here. No one is interested in truth as gossip sells magazines and fuels speculations. Truth is a threat to humanism, personal agendas, and selfish oppression. Now get that? Truth is a threat to humanism, personal agendas, and selfish oppression. Those who seek for truth become a prey and are hunted down like criminals. And it's talking about Isaiah 59 and 14. You can write that down and I'll read it. It says, justice is turned back and righteousness stands far away, for truth has stumbled in the street and uprightness cannot enter. And it says, truth stumbles in the street. It cannot raise its voice in the marketplace. It is often not honored in the judiciary. I'm talking about the judicial system. Sometimes truth is also lacking within the church. Y'all hear that? The church must become a seeker, supporter, and a propagator of the truth. When truth is invalidated and crippled, it allows false teachings to flourish and false teachers to gain momentum. Truth confronts the spread of falsehood and the trickery of men. And one of the things you have to understand is the reason that we have so many denominations now. I used to wonder why we have, we got the Word of Faith, we got the Catholic, we got the Baptist, we got the Full Gospel, we got the Kojic, we got the Four Square, we got the Episcopalians, we got the Methodist, we got the Seventh-day Adventist, we got all these, the Lutheran, we got all these different branches of the church, and all of them are separate. How could two walk together, Seventh-day? Yeah, but if there's separation, that's the enemy's trick. Number one trick is separation. And so if I can breathe separation, so now we wonder, well, how do we get all these denominations? How do we get all these different different doctrines of men. Ephesians 4 talk about it. How do we get all this? Well, now we have to break it down. Is this truth or is it opinion? A lot of people broke away from, I really don't know how we got that far off. I'll be honest. I've tried to do some research and try to find how we got to where we are today, and I can't find the common ground but to say that we got away from what Jesus was saying when he said, I'm the foundation. I'm the rock that you build on. It's a very simple concept. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, the revelation of Christ. It's a very simple concept, but it's not very easy to live out. When it comes down to Jesus, and it comes down to Jesus being the rock of the church, and sometimes it takes you to fall on that rock and break everything you know about yourself. You know, we preach Jesus as a nice little cute story. I was redeemed and all my sins washed away. Sometimes your sins don't be washed away like that, though, that easy. Sometimes they got to scrub them away. Sometimes it's a breaking away when you come in contact with that rock, which is the foundation of the church. And so anytime Jesus is not the foundation, then you leave yourself open for all interpretations, other interpretations. We're going to talk about in a minute. We like to call them opinions. Well, I don't like going on that day, so we're going to go on this day. I don't like dressing like that, so we're going to dress like this. I don't like praying like this, so we're going to pray like this over here. I don't really like, I even remember doing some research on how the Bible was written, and it says in thousands of years ago, but years ago, just a group of people that considered themselves the leaders of the church decided to just take some stuff in, leave some stuff out. We want this right here. This is going to be the New Testament. Thank God for Jesus. Because there's no getting around him. We can read whatever we want. We can have whatever. We can have any interpretation or misinterpretation. But Jesus is very clear. It's a very clear interpretation. You didn't really have to ask him any questions about what he was saying. It was very clear and to the point. Jesus said, I only do what my Father tells me to do. And so now, false teachings flourish when there's no truth. Now, when you hear truth here, I'm reading out the book, but when you hear truth, just understand that I see truth personified. I see truth as a person. When I see truth, I might as well put Jesus right there. Are you understanding me? So when I see truth, I understand that we can argue facts all day long. You can quote a scripture, I'll quote a scripture. You quote a scripture for your opinion, I'll quote a scripture for my opinion. You can quote a scripture for your religion, I'll quote a scripture for my religion. You quote a scripture for dressing that way, I'll quote a scripture for dressing this way. Right? But truth has no debate. Opinions can always be debated, but truth has no debate. Truth actually has no opposite. Yeah, it does a lot. No. A lie is just a deception from the truth. It's not the opposite. Truth has no opposite. Truth just is. It's absolute. You'll hear that statement again. Truth must be free to function, to stop lies from prevailing. I didn't plan it, but truth is absolute. That's the next part. It's the truth absolute. Truth is final and it settles all human arguments. All what arguments? Human argument. That's where we get in trouble. We stop being offspring of the Father and we start being humans. Right? We stop being sons of God and we start being humanity. Along with humanity, you're always going to find some trouble. You're always going to find some disagreement. There's always going to be a church split somewhere or somebody going to be talking about why they can't sit in this section and why they can't sing on this part. Like, why, it's always, in human, it's always going to be some human error. Get it? So truth is final, it says all human arguments. It measures, listen, and we just said this a minute ago, it measures all human opinions and perspectives. Truth is fixed, and it will raise the standard of measurement for everyone to be judged or rewarded. So there's no getting around it. You cannot... I'll say it again, you cannot debate truth. Truth is not to be debated. It just is. Truth is to be submitted to. All right? Truth is not up for your discussion. Truth is to be submitted to. Truth is to be conformed to. Be not conformed to this world, but to be conformed to the truth. Are you understanding me? And we're still talking identity. I'm never going to get away from identity. All right, so understand that we can't throw a lot of ideas and concepts out in the air if there's no person to attach them to. Right? Because if I try to do a concept, or try to follow a belief, or try to follow a principle, and I have no person that brings life to this principle or this concept or this understanding, then it tells me that it doesn't tell me that I can do it. See, I need the importance of Jesus was that he tells me that I can do it. See, the importance of Jesus being in the flesh is that he tells it is a direct, if he never said anything to me, just seeing his action and seeing he's a man, I'm a man. At that particular moment, it gives me the life and the faith to know that I can do it. I can be this. If the Bible talks about he was full of grace and truth, well, so can I. Well, he said it himself. Works that I do? If you believe on me, the works that I do, you do also in greater works than these. So now, if I have to connect it, I can't, and we do it a lot, I cannot throw a lot of principles and ideas or concepts out without connecting it to a person. Without connecting it to the person of Jesus, without connecting it to the person of Christ, without connecting it to the person of the Holy Ghost, without connecting it to the person of the Father. If there is no person, there's no power. No person, no power. The power is not in the principle, the power is in the person. The person that backs up the principle. Are you understanding me? And measure all human opinions and perspectives. Truth is fixed and raise the standard of measurement for everyone to be judged and rewarded. If you're following your book on page 104, I know a couple of y'all trying to follow. Page 104 at the top. We stand or fall on the basis of truth and its correct application. When truth is absolute, then conflicts, contentions, and other extreme behavioral patterns can be disciplined. See, no. So now here we go. We've been trying to fix things without truth. The person of truth. Everybody say the person of truth. Now remember when I say truth, now we read those first two scriptures for a reason because I had to give basis. It doesn't list it in the chapter, but I got to give basis to what we're talking about when we're talking truth. We never separate anything from Jesus. Listen to me. We never separate anything from Jesus. If there's ever a concept or a principle or a teaching or something that's separated from Jesus, don't eat that. You're going to get sick. It'll take you away from your true nature. Are you understanding me? So now when I talk about truth, now I'm talking about the person. Remember he said, I am the way. I am the truth. Not a truth. Not some truth. There ain't no other truth but me. And I'm like, no man comes to function like the Father. No man comes to do what the Father's will is. No man comes to have the same kind of power as the Father, but by me. So now we see truth now. Are y'all with me now? See, we see truth. Truth is absolute. When truth is absolute, then conflicts, contentions, and other extreme behavioral patterns can be disciplined. What are all these things we've been trying to do? All these lessons and all these rehabs. And all these 21 days become a habit, 15-step program, 39-step program, 52-step program. And God bless them, there are steps in a direction. Where's the truth? Where's the person of the truth? You get it? For years, I've seen a lot of teaching based on opinion. Well, if it was me, then I would. Every time you hear that, you put your track shoes on, it's time to run. Somebody about to tell me something that has nothing to do with me. I ain't you. If I was you, you ain't me. You get it? Then we begin to, and I understand testimony and different things of that nature, but we begin to bend truth by our opinions. We start saying how we feel about it. Right? How it made us feel. Nobody care. Truth. Everybody say truth. Where's the truth? Where's Jesus? in everything. Where's Jesus? Man's come across and I'm listening. And before you get up and shout, where's? Because if I can't see him, I can't see no power. Okay. Come on, y'all. Yes, sir. If I can't see where, this is foundation. Yes, right? He's God in the flesh. He's the word in the flesh. Yes, truth in the flesh. So now these contentions and these conflicts and these extreme behavioral patterns are only disciplined or changed or are turned around by the person of the truth, which is Christ. Y'all listen to me. John 5:39 says, search the scriptures, right? Amen. Search them. For in them you think you have eternal life. It says, and they are they which testify of me. But you won't come all the way to me. You get it? So you try to fix it with the scripture, but you can't fix it with the scripture. You need the power. The script, Jesus also, he said this, script says the letter killeth. The spirit gives. Well, hold on, what the letter kill? The same, in my Bible? My Bible letters? You mean tell me there's letters in my Bible that can kill me when I was trying to help? It's the person. I'm the way, the truth, and the You can't get life from something that ain't life. You ready? You cannot get life from something that's not alive. We sing the word, Fred Hammond got this song, You Are the Living Word. We can punish all disobedience around us when we set the standard of measurement in truth. It must be our unchanging constitution and conviction. Now, I just want you to understand before I finish reading, I'm going to read on, and we're going to get to opinions in a minute, but we cannot live our lives based on opinions. Opinions change. My favorite color used to be red when I was little. I don't know what it is now. It was red when I was little, then it was blue for a little while. You couldn't bank on what that was, because I was going to change. I mean, I like red then. I saw somebody with blue on, I like that blue, so I said, well, next, you know what I'm saying? It changed with the wind. Opinions change with the wind. Other descriptions in Ephesians 4 say, don't be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. And sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive. But speaking the truth, how? In love. So there's no truth, you're in the wind. No truth, you have no control. No truth, you go wherever the wind. Remember now, we're not talking about truth as a thing. We're talking about truth as a, who is this? Jesus in plain sight, but we miss him every day. Y'all know that, right? We do a lot of studying about a lot of different things. He right there. He be right there. He right there. He not hiding. He not hiding from you. Ain't no hidden scriptures. The hidden versions of the Bible. Ain't no hidden. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John right there. He right there. And then he put it in red so it stand out. Not hiding from you. Bring every thought to the obedience of. Bring your thoughts to the obedience of truth. Oh, y'all see? Y'all seen this?
Yes, sir.
Bring every thought to the obedience of the truth. Y'all get it? There's no wiggle room around that. There's a lot of things that that Jesus said. Remember, Jesus is the truth. The truth is Jesus. So talking about the truth, right? There's a lot of things that the truth said that need to be reckoned with. In our lives personally, in our church homes, in our church buildings. Yeah, this is something that need to be reckoned with. I read something in the gospel the other day. Somebody showed me something in the gospel the other day. I said, well, I've never seen it. I've read the gospel like 2 or 3 times. I'm going through right now and doing a little reading plan. I'm doing a reading plan, read through the gospels. And I go back and look at the scripture, and I had never seen that. Mm-hmm. Tell me I'm missing something. And it was red. So if it's in red, you know it's important, right? See, like all those red words, like you don't let none of them go by. Like, none, you need to keep all of them. Like, yeah, all of them, you need to look at all of them. All of them need to be read. Read. You hear it, right? All of them. And he, I'm reading, I said, well, I'm missed over this. I lost me some truth. He's right there in plain sight. But I didn't, I've asked everybody else, I've asked all the other prophets and all the other teachers in the Bible. And the actual word made flesh. The only one that can say I am the truth. Do y'all understand that statement? The nerve of you to stand. Remember people in the Bible? Didn't know they was in the Bible. So you're going to stand up and tell me. I'm the way. Y'all, if I said it right now, y'all be like, click that email, send up. He going too far right now. Pause, come calm him. Calm him down. He, the boy losing his mind. Now you need to lose that, right? Your mind. Right? He stand up, and Jesus stand up and look at him and say, I'm the way, I'm the way. He said, the way I'm going, you know. So they get the trip. Now, we don't know the way, you ain't showed us no way. They don't know he was showing them the way the whole time. In person. Yeah. Show me in person. You don't talk to me in person. Don't send me no message. Talk to me. Right? He's showing them in person the whole time, but they couldn't see it. They couldn't interpret. See the mystery that we always talk about? Inside of you. Yeah, see, people won't get the mystery because they'll discredit you. That's it. Keep. That's it. You the mystery. You got the answer to the world. Oh, y'all don't believe me. No, you don't believe me right quick, but I'm talking about you right now. You the truth. But you just don't know it because you got so many other opinions that are laying on top of your truth. You have so many opinions that mama them told you and daddy them told you, or grandma told you, or papa told you, or whoever raised you. Then I went to school and I went to college. Then I dated this person, it ain't work out. Then I broke up with them. Now, all these opinions have developed my thought process, my soul. Truth will break it all down. Truth will break it all down, and it'll be the discerner. You know the Bible said the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharp than a two-edged sword, and dividing the sun, the soul and spirit, and the discerner. Yeah. The truth is the discerner. And remember now, the truth is not a thing. It's a... See, I don't need a thing to discern nothing for me. Why as a living being, would I try to get anything from a non-living being? The ignorance, we do it all day long. Don't make no sense. We do it all day long, don't we? True. We do it all day long, but life begets life. Life make life. And life eats life. Life lives off of life. Are y'all understanding me? So we can't forsake truth as a person. I didn't say it, Jesus said it. Jesus says, I'm the way. Jesus said, I am. Y'all saw it in John 14:6, right? Did y'all see it? Amen. Jesus said, I am the truth. Immediately, he personified. I'm grateful that he did, because I don't know what I'd think. There's some things that Jesus said. I don't know what I'd think if he didn't personify some of those things in himself. You know, Jesus had to take a lick for saying some of that stuff. Some of that stuff Jesus said, you know, he took a lick for us. Like he took a chance for us just for that to be recorded so that one day, thousands of years later, we'd know. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate it. The truth gets clearer and clearer with understanding. Get truth, get also understanding. Truth is not left to interpretation of our own human minds. God wants us to receive the interpretation that will give us the depth of meaning the natural eyes and ears cannot receive. Truth becomes clearer when God opens our minds to understand the scriptures. The Holy Spirit removes the veil over our heart and mind. The Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, will explain to us the scriptures concerning himself and all he has spoken and done. The scriptures are without understanding. Scripture without interpretation. Scripture without revelation, right? Will take you off. Have y'all ever read any crazy scriptures? Y'all don't want to answer me right now because, you know, ain't nobody wants to say, no, y'all. Y'all have opened your Bible and you read a scripture, you're like, what? They killed all of them? You know, like, what does it mean when they say he fell on him? Because, you know, in the Old Testament, the prophets was killing people. I don't know if y'all knew that. Prophets was murdering people. The sword action. We got the new 2018 prophets. We got to send you home with a curse. I'm like, no. It's it for you. It's over for you. I told you how to do it. You didn't do it. It's over with. Thank God for grace. And mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. But the opening scripture of the Holy Spirit will reveal and open up to tell us the mind of the Father. The mercy of God. I promise you I'm not lining this up. Nobody can do that well, I promise you, I didn't. The mercy of God provides open intimacy so that we can see what others have longed to see and hear what others long to hear. There's a lot of people that long to hear the truth. They're lining up in church services weekly. And I don't know what they're getting everywhere, but they're longing to hear the truth. And sometimes they hear you can hear the truth and not know it's the truth. You can hear the truth and not know it's the truth because you don't see it as a person. See, they tell you, something happened and somebody took something. Well, can you ID them? Can you identify them? Can you tell who they are? Would you recognize them? Can you ID them? Are y'all hearing me? Now, so that means you can hear a truth, a principle. That is a truth, but if you don't bring it all the way to Christ, there's never no identification for you. You can't identify with that truth because you hadn't made it personal. Now, so what, you know, we heard that statement before. You got to make the word of God personal. You ever heard that before, right? What does that mean? You got your name on your Bible? What does that mean? Well, come on, what does that mean? What do we think that meant? What do we think that meant when we said make the word, make it personal. So you throw your names in some of the scriptures when you're reading them? That's what you thought it was, right? Yeah, and me, Montreal, when he heard the truth, we're like, no. No, what does it mean to make it personal? To personalize it. Oh, connected to the person. Person of Christ. Person of truth. So I'm going to tell you, bring all thoughts to the obedience of Christ. It don't mean check it out. It means bring it and check it out and see if it's real. No, it means the only way to make something alive is through the person. There's a lot of principles that y'all and I know. How long we been in church? Amen. Right? A lot of principles you and I know, but they don't seem to be flourishing in our lives. What's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter? No personal. It's not personalized. No person, no power. No person, no power. We're no longer chasing fables in the air. Looking unto. The statement says in this section, the next section says, truth lasts, opinions change. The danger about opinions is that it changes according to people's perspective over time. And you're going to build your life. Page 33. You're going to build your life off of somebody's opinion that's going to change. You ever done that before? Come on, y'all. Come on. There's been times in my life where I built my foundation and my standing off of what somebody told me something was like. And as quick as you stand, it's just like building on the sand. Versus building your house on a what? Oh, who's the rock? Who's the rock? I ain't say what the rock was. Who is the rock?
Jesus.
Building your house on
Jesus.
The winds. You better put this stuff together now.
Yes,
the same wind of doctrine, the winds and rains can come and beat upon that house. And sometimes the other doctrines will beat on you. You ever had a doctrine beat you up real good at church on Sunday? Huh? Or you went to a certain, and it beat me up real bad. Like you went out feeling worse than you walked in. Anybody? Come on, y'all don't lie to me right now. Anybody? Yeah, I went to the car a little condemned. It beat me pretty bad. I fell. Right? Built my house on that rock. Then the winds and the rains beat upon that house. But it won't fall because it's founded upon the
rock.
It's built on the rock. You build no opinions, you build on saying. How I feel about it. You don't know enough of me to build your life like me. You don't know enough about what I've been through and where I've been. You don't know what kind of scars or wounds I got in my mind. Because when I start spewing opinions, all that got to come out. See, oh, God, Jesus. Listen, whenever I speak something other than truth, that other stuff coming out with it, that bull. Right? I ain't got to finish that, right? Y'all know, amen. It don't get me in trouble, right? Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, all that, but you know we got some in us, right?
Yes,
sir. Hey, answer me.
Yes,
online, answer me. Okay, yeah, you know. You know you got some.
Yes.
Everybody say yes.
Okay,
so you know you got some. So now when you begin to speak something other than the unadulterated truth, listen to what I'm saying, and you can't really speak the truth unless you know the truth.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people preaching shouldn't be preaching. A lot of people giving messages and giving opinions. They shouldn't be talking to people. Stop. Go to your room. Don't talk to nobody until you come out. Go have a visitation, like the old church used to say. The old church used to say, go have a dream. Go take a journey. Right? You need to go have a visitation before you come out here talking about your revelation. Right? But it's opinions. You start, well, this is how I feel. You know your feelings change a lot. Let me not go to your emotions. Let me go to your feelings. You know, it done got hot. You know, it's been hot the last couple of days, right? Yep. So your air conditioning is a different place now. You ain't got no 75, 80, whatever, right? And you drop that boy down, right? Right? Just because you feel. That's going to change. Look, the other day it was cool. Huh? Change with the wind. It changes the wind and the rain. Your feelings do the same thing.
Wow.
You're the earth, you act like the earth. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. So if you, be slow to speak, swift to hear, slow to anger. You keep your mouth closed sometimes. People ask your opinion. One thing I respect, I used to hear them talk about Brother Hagin. You ask him a question, he'd sit there for a long time. You almost think he didn't hear you. You ask him a question, he'll... Remember now, use your imagination. The question was just asked.
Right.
Ask me a question. What's my name? What time is it? It was 1333 too. So. And he just. And I'm not saying any old question, but you ask him a question about the. I mentioned he. Almost get awkward. You almost feel like I forgot your question. Hey, I asked you a question.
Right?
Take your time, so make sure you're not spewing your opinions, but you're saying truth. There's too many international, nationwide opinion churches. I'm trying to make it like a church name.
Yeah.
Opinion Christian Center.
Yeah.
Opinion Network of Churches. And so now how y'all feel, well, how we feel, well, man, if me and you was running the church, then one day we might feel another way. Be like, hey, well, we work on our opinions. I don't know what kind of nap I had. I don't know what kind of, and I'm just using the light stuff, but you know, there's some deep ones up in there. There's some deep feelings that we got about things. There's some deep opinions that we got that people that have a problem changing. Some of those deep opinions got to be broke on the rock. These opinions, your thought, how you think about stuff. How do you think about things? How do you think about things for a quick second? Think about how you think about things. What is that in your mind? And think about that, okay, and then bring it to the obedience. Throw it on the rock. And see if it stand or do the rock crash it. Truth. Truth as a person. Truth as a person. So I can call, hey, Jermaine, can I get your opinion on something? We set up for some trouble. You call me saying, my trouble, hey, can I get your opinion? Listen, I ain't got no opinions for you. I've been telling people that like the past couple of days. Hey, what you think? I don't think nothing about it. What you think about this? Nothing. What the words say? Hey, young dude hit me up the other day and said, you know, I'm thinking about finishing school and blah, blah, blah. He's everything. And, you know, I was in a group, and so people started doing it. And I said, listen, this is some real good stuff. This is truth. This is what the church need to be full of. I said, I'm going to be honest, bro. I said, I don't know God's full plan for you. I don't know his ultimate plan for you. I don't know what's written in your book. I said, so I dare not to start telling you what I think your book say. How many times we get that though, y'all? Anybody ever gave you some bad news? Some bad opinions? Anybody gave you some bad advice? Anybody ever see bad advice? I looked up what advice was that etymologist said, it's a thought or something or opinion that's given to you as if it's the truth. As if it should be accepted. Well, my advice is, as soon as somebody tells you something about their advice, run. Say, never mind, I'm good. I'm good on it. I'll figure it out. Back to the truth. Truth is always with you. Because the person. You know we like that scripture. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of us? Yeah. Truth. Spirit of truth. The Bible talks about the spirit of truth versus the spirit of error. Because there's a spirit of error. So now these opinions, this thing says, truth lasts, opinions change. Things about opinions, they change according to people's perspective over time. Your perspective over time. I remember I heard that Henry Ford said before he made the car, he said if he'd asked the people what they wanted, they said they wanted faster horses. That was their opinion. They didn't have a truth about how transportation works. They didn't even know it was possible. Are y'all listening to me? Their opinion will still have us going horseback right now. Anybody ever rode horseback before? I have. Anybody ever rode horseback before? Yeah, it's fun for the first 20 minutes. And then you can have a calm horse. I'm talking about get the trot and everything. Give you 30 minutes or more. And you're going to be walking. And people all day talking about, well, yeah, we rode all the way across country. No, you didn't. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. We still be on horseback right now. Amongst a bunch of other things. Opinions start changing how you feel. You got to watch yourself when you're talking. Watch how you feel. You judge your feelings. Judge your feelings, bring the card to the truth. Does this character match Jesus' character? So if it don't, I need to be quiet right now. Hey, listen, I can't. I don't talk about it right now. Because you're about to say an opinion. And your opinion, watch how dangerous this is. You're supposed to represent Christ. You're supposed to look like he looked, right? And you show up looking like Jesus giving opinions. What kind of problems you causing? That sound like Lucifer. That sound like Satan. Looking like Jesus but giving opinions. What is wrong with you? And it happens at churches across the world. They got up and preach their opinion. Another thing I strongly dislike is people that are biblically selective with their opinions. So you have an opinion in your mind. And so you, because I'm telling you what opinion you can find in scripture. Right. Listen to me, no, I'm telling y'all. You got an opinion, you can find a scripture for your opinion. You can take a scripture out of context for your opinion. I've seen it, I saw a big preacher do it the other day. Took a scripture, gave And I don't like this. You take, give a scripture, and you say your opinion, then you say, read such and such chapter something, verse 1 through 6. No, tell me to read the whole chapter.
Right.
Tell me to read the chapter before.
Right.
Oh, you tell me that. So you're trying to justify your
opinion.
I read and I say, okay, I see your point. I see your opinion. Then I read verse 7, 8, 9, 10, and it says, oh, context tells me that you ain't know what you was talking about. And now you got a whole Colosseum full of people living off your
opinion.
And you're going to pay.
Wow.
Jesus said, I'm gonna separate the goats and the sheep. I'm gonna tell the sheep, you know, come on into the kingdom of heaven, because, you know, you took care of me, and you clothed me, and you fed me, and you did all these different things. They said, we don't know you. And some, like, what do you mean when we fed you? We never even seen you. Like, you weren't even here when we was here. He said, yeah, but when you fed that man that was hungry, you fed me. And when you clothed that other one, you clothed me. And when you did this, you was doing this for me. Mm-hmm. You go to the other side of them goats. There won't be no goat. This is what the goats do. I found it the other day, it really hit me hard the other day. Then I found out the goats are the ones that keep yelling, we did it in your name, in the name of Jesus. Goats. He said, y'all, get away from me. You never knew me. What you mean we ain't know you? I've been preaching all these years in your name. We cast out demons in your name. We did this. He said, but see, when you was hungry, you didn't feed them. When they were clothed, you didn't put no clothes on their back. When they needed something, you didn't give it to them. Get out of my face. So gone. They should be gone. But these days need to be gone, where we're living these opinionated Christianity. Depends on who we talk to and also on the level of each one's maturity and knowledge. Truth becomes relative rather than absolute. You get it? When it's an opinion. What seems to be true. The opinions of people can swing to different strokes of the pendulum. Opinions are very subjective and are relative to an individual's insight or perceptions. Where you from? Where you from? Answer me, where you from? Where you grew up at? I'm gonna show you something real quick. Where you from? Say where you from. Hey, what's your last name? What color are you? Brown. I'm a little, today I'm a little, what's your age? Where you went to school at? Which one? Elementary school, where you went there? Where you went to elementary school? Go. You know, some of you remember, huh? Elementary school. Where you went to high school at? Huh? Did you go to high school? Did you go to elementary school and middle school, or was it all one school? Or did you have to go to another school for middle school? Where you went to middle school at? Anybody went to college? Where you went to college at? Where you go to church at? All right. Did you go to another church before you went to that church? Yeah, what's the name of that church? Who that pastor was? Who the pastor that baptized you? Who led you to the center prayer when you was a little kid? How old was you? All these details. The only thing gonna bring all this together is the truth. Because with all these details and all these different factors, we can get all kind of opinions. Well, how you feel about macaroni and cheese? What kind? You talking about the noodles? You talking about what, homemade? Who made them? I don't eat from everybody now. Because that's your
opinion.
You don't know the truth till you taste it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Right? But I'm getting to a point that there's so many variables. Listen, even with your holy written word that's in your hand right now, there's so many variables. You know how many times that thing has been translated? You realize that book is from thousands of years ago? No. I just bought mine. No, I ain't talking about what you did. That was written thousands of years ago. by a bunch of men. I know, inspired by the Holy Ghost. I know, but it was still men with their opinions. I can go to the scripture and show you some opinions. Yes. Paul said, I'd rather you be like me. It's like asking about marriage. I'd rather you be like me. What does rather mean? My opinion is, but we didn't ask for your. And sometimes the people was asking for opinions. I got no opinions for you. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? You'll know the truth. And the truth will make you, not my truth, not your truth. That's nothing to do. Live your truth. Whenever you hear something like that, just cut it off. Live your truth. No, ain't no your truth and my truth. It's the truth. Right. You wrap yourself around
the truth.
The only absolute way. The only way you have absolute victory is the truth. So you're taking a chance sometimes. You're rolling the dice and maybe grace and mercy is going to come through and pull me through this one. But if I base it on the truth, and remember we're talking about a
person.
Right? There's absolute victory. You can't lose. Let me read this last paragraph. Knock this out. Truth, on the other hand, is set in concrete and will stand the test of time, takes the challenges of deception and error head on. Truth ultimately prevails as it stays consistent in expression under pressure. Truth can be attacked from all sides and it will still stand true. So what about you being attacked? Winds and rains. But if I'm standing and built on the rock, truth, all of the same, true rock. The true rock. You built it on the truth, built it on the rock, built it on the person of Jesus. That's a wrap. I'm gonna say this is what I'm gonna say. Don't let truth be in your mindset from now on. Don't ever let truth be disconnected from the person. Y'all get it?
Yes, sir.
Don't ever let any kind of principle. You gotta be empowered by the person. If it's not empowered by the person, ain't got nothing. Amen.